Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Deeper Daily Podcast. 5 minutes every day, progressing through the Word. We hear from a lot of people who are blessed at the format of the DDP, which for the last, for a majority of the time we've done the DDP, has been a book study, verse by verse through books of the Bible. And it recently struck me that that's unusual in that in today's media market, in today's teaching market, that's just hard to find. It's a good old-fashioned verse-by-verse Bible study, and I think there's still an appeal to that. And I want to thank those of you who listen and have been blessed. I want to thank those of you particularly who have helped to bless this ministry financially to make it possible to do the things that we do with all the hosting fees and website, all the things that we try to do to make the gospel free, that we have an app, and all none of that stuff is free or cheap. And I thank those of you who have given to help make it possible. If you've never given and the DDP is a part of your diet, I just ask you to talk to the Lord about what He might have you to do. And I believe He would have you to put seed into good ground. And I'll leave that between the Holy Spirit and you. And if you never give, you never put into that ground, we'll continue to be right here as long as possible. Someone will give, and as long as the Holy Spirit is leading hearts, we'll be right here. Picking it up in Acts 25:13, and after some days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. When they had been there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a certain man left a prisoner by Felix." Remember, Felix is the previous governor. Festus has inherited the Paul problem. "There is a certain man left a prisoner by Felix, about whom the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me when I was in Jerusalem, asking for a judgment against him. To them I answered, 'It is not the custom of the Romans to deliver any man to destruction before the accused meets the accusers face to face and has opportunity to answer for himself concerning the charge against him.' Therefore, when they had come together without any delay, the next day I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation against him of such thing as I supposed, but had some questions against him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive." I'm going to stop here. Notice that Festus admits they didn't really bring anything before me that I thought they would. They didn't bring anything worthy of killing a man. All they really brought to me is that he believes in a certain Jesus who died, but Paul thinks is alive. So basically, Festus has now isolated the incident to a theological discussion. They've brought up a Jewish carpenter who died at the hands of Rome a few years ago. Paul doesn't think he's dead. Paul thinks he's alive. He's basically built his ideology around this Jesus being alive. Verse 20, "And because I was uncertain of such questions, I asked whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these matters. But when Paul appealed to be reserved for the decision of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept until I could send him to Caesar." Now, he must think that Caesar is interested in this, because that's exactly what he holds on to him for. "And Agrippa said to Festus, 'I also would like to hear the man myself tomorrow.' And he said, 'You shall hear him.' So the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city at Festus's command, Paul was brought in." I know we're doing a lot of reading. We're just letting the story speak for itself. "And Festus said, 'King Agrippa and all the men who are here present with us, you see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitioned me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying out that he was not fit to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing deserving of death and that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I decided to send him. I have nothing certain to write to my Lord concerning him. Therefore, I have brought him out before you and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the examination has taken place, I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to specify charges." So he's basically saying, "I want to send him to Caesar, but I don't know what to say." And Agrippa's going to give him some help as we start 26 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.